Just quickly, if you've got a question you would like answered on this show, then head over to @AshBorland on Instagram and drop me a direct message. I answer questions from people all the time on this show, and it's one of my favorite things to do every single morning before I start my day. So if you've got a question within marketing or sales or processes within financial services, then drop me a DM @AshBorland on Instagram, or ashborland.com/Instagram, and it'll redirect you there, and I will answer the question on the show when we get around to it. Anyway, let's get into this episode. Welcome back to another episode of the Mortgage Marketing Mastery Podcast. And in today's episode, we're answering the question which has been submitted by Paddy Rice. And she says, is one platform better than the rest? Common question, one that comes up a lot, especially when it comes to social media. So is one platform better than the rest? It actually came up in a conversation yesterday with a client of mine. And the honest answer might surprise you. The actual honest answer is yes and no, but you'll be shocked as which one they are. So all platforms are good in their own merit, okay? But it depends on the quality of lead to the platform. So what we found and what I found from working with clients and advisors is that the best leads, the best quality lead comes from Instagram. So Instagram has the best quality lead. Now, why is that the case? Because Instagram itself is a platform that makes you effectively have to consume lots of content from somebody. If you think you've got stories, you've got highlights, you've got live streams, you've got reels, you've got posts, you've got carousels. So that platform really is, it's like a mini website. So it allows people to truly see more of you and see more of your personality, your successes, your wins, your results. So it absolutely leads to the best deals, the best leads. And the thing with that though is that you don't get many of them. So with Instagram, it takes a long time. Most of my leads now, most of my own clients and prospects that come for me for discovery calls, they come from Instagram now, or they come from the podcast, but then they go through to Instagram. The reason being, like I said, is I've been doing this for 5 years now when recording this, 5 years. So it's took a long time before those, and then probably in the last 18 months has it now become Instagram as my main lead driver. So Instagram is the best one. So you should be doing that from day one. However, as I said, it takes a long time. So a lot of people think that with Instagram, you're going to get tons of views and followers, and you're not. What you're really trying to do with that is gain one or two each month, really, that are good, and that they just slowly over time, you don't need a lot of followers on there to make really good business. And when one of my longest term clients, they have most of them actually who have been with me for longer than about 3.5 years, those guys, all pretty much the lion's share of their business comes from Instagram. So Instagram is the best one for that. As I said, the conversions of that can be very high. You won't get tons of leads from it, but you'll get high conversions. You then go into the kind of main category of platform, which is Facebook. Now, Facebook is going to get you, is the bread and butter for everybody. If you're starting out, Facebook is going to be the one that's good. It's going to get you the most exposure fast with quality leads. So the reason why that is because everybody's on Facebook, and Instagram and Facebook are linked. So I'm always a big advocate of just link the two together, cross post on them. Instagram is your long game, Facebook is your kind of immediate effect. And the Facebook leads are pretty good. They're not always great. You're going to get hit and miss, but they're okay. LinkedIn is a similar one. LinkedIn can fall very similar to between Facebook and Instagram. If you target it, but it's very hard to get right as a broker, is getting that targeting right. If the targeting is wrong, it's going to be useless. But if the targeting is right and you build something really quite good, we see it with Carla Edwards, one of my clients, who's one of my longest clients I've ever worked with. She is absolutely crushing on LinkedIn, always has done. Matt Chapman's another one, really crushes on LinkedIn. Gary Waters, another one of my clients, really smashes it on LinkedIn. So those guys and girls do really well on LinkedIn, but they have a very targeted audience and a very targeted strategy. It's quite hard to make LinkedIn work for brokers a lot of the time. The one that we're not talking about, and I address the elephant in the room, is TikTok. So TikTok, if I rate them from Instagram being the best, absolutely the best, I'd put Facebook and LinkedIn in close second, and then I would put TikTok at like 10th place. Like I really would, really far. Like, and there's nothing else, there's others over to it, but like TikTok is way down the other line. Now, what's the problem with TikTok? Do I think you should be on it? Yes, I don't think you should not be on TikTok. I know I'm friends with some very big creators on TikTok who are in the mortgage industry, and few of them have done very well with it. Not all of them. A few of them have, but they've tailored their own complete strategy to it. So it's a very different strategy, and it's a volume game. If you're going into TikTok, it's going to be that for every 100 leads you get, maybe one would be good. And we've seen this time and time again. It's the reason why I don't really push my clients to focus on it, because my goal when I work with people is to try and focus on, and TikTok's okay, but what we want to try and focus on is increasing the value per client and really your time spent per client. So the ultimate goal for working with me when I want to work with clients is my goal is that you get to the end where you don't have to, you're not filling your diary with people who are, you know, tire kickers and time wasters. Really, we want to be getting in that kind of, I said like to someone yesterday, the range I'm looking at is for every five leads, you convert four. Quite a high conversion. Yeah, 4 out of 5, I want to be converting more than one in, like more than 1 in 2, it is that 4 in 5. So it's a significantly higher amount. And that's just not possible on TikTok because of the nature of the algorithm, the nature of the way it pushes. Now, you'll get massive exposure on TikTok. You'll get a lot of people fill you with questions. You get a lot of people who will want initial discovery calls, but you're not going to get the best quality leads. And I think that is it's a big problem that needs to be addressed. And it's why I see a lot of people who go off to the TikTok kind of space and they're like, look how many views I've got. Look how many subscribers I've got. And I'm like, great. But then I understand their bottom line and how much we look at their like P&Ls, and I'm like, whoa, like you're not doing anywhere near as well as this person here who's got 600 followers on Instagram, and they're doing double what you're doing. And it's not about comparison; it's about understanding that actually the best type of leads are not always going to come from the most amount of exposure on those platforms. So, is there one platform to answer Paddy's question? Is there one platform that is better than the rest? Instagram, in my opinion, still is the best. Like the best by far for what we do. There are other platforms out there. We haven't really touched on YouTube and things like that, but they're different in their own right. They're a different thing altogether. There's no point in touching on those because the vast majority of mortgage brokers don't even go on them and probably won't for a long time. So in the kind of real mix, Instagram is by far the best. You shouldn't be sleeping on it. It's going to take a long time. It's going to take years to get it well. But once it's good, it's going to be really good. Sorry, guys, back into the podcast there. Sorry, I just had to go out and see my son. You know what life is like when you have to. Just thought it was a medical thing, but he's fine. So I'll go back on to where I was. So, yeah, realistically, in order, Instagram is the best. Then I would go down to Facebook. Then I would go into LinkedIn and stuff like that. But really, for brokers, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, they're the three that you're going to look at. All of them are good when you start out, but bear in mind that over time, you really want to be moving towards Instagram being the main driver because you just will get better leads in there. You just do. The platform is built so much better for success in our industry and what you do. It's just built for it with the links, links in bio, with the links in the stories, being able to post more stories, it's just like a mini website. So you need to spend a lot of time on your Instagram and build that out as the best way to showcase who you are and what you do. So there you have it. Anyway, I will see you guys in the next episode. Bye. So if you have ever got any value from the content I create, from this podcast to my Instagram content to the free mortgage marketing blueprint that I update every single year, and you would like to show your appreciation completely for free, then it would mean the world to me if you head over to LinkedIn and leave me a recommendation. Let me know your feedback on what you've got from the show. It's wonderful to hear how this stuff is affecting and helping brokers in the real world. Head over to ashborland.com/LinkedIn and it will redirect you there. We need to be connected. So if we're not connected already, drop me a connection request. And if we are, click on the button at the top and click recommendation or recommend. And do fill out the rest. And it would, like I said, it really would mean the world. Anyway, let's get on to the next episode.